It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
This is Rose with Retro Talk, and boy, has it been a hot summer this year. We're going to do some summer memories this weekend. Let's hear about it, Mike. Mike's joining me again. Who is this Mike fellow that keeps on coming in the studio?
I think it's this guy called The Bro Show. He does this weird, fun thing, hashtag just bro it type stuff.
Just bro it?
Yeah, you know, it's good these a day type thing, but he's so hot. He's so hot right now, and I don't mean in the Ryan Reynolds sense. I'm really fixated on Ryan Reynolds lately. But yes, he's
That's
just
what
hot.
Jen said when she first met Mike. She was like, ooh, he's so hot.
Jenna's my wife, and she is all mine. Anyway, so there you go, folks. So yeah, I am here with Rose, and she is the running the show, talking about summer memories.
Yeah, summer memories.
Yeah, it's been hot, literally this past summer.
Yeah, it has been very hot, but I'll tell you another very hot summer, and that was in, taking you back to 1988. 1988 was a very hot summer in Ohio. That's where I'm from, folks. If you wonder why I talk so strange and I act so strange, I am from Ohio.
I thought you were from Melmac.
Oh, no, that's Alf.
He's from
Melmac.
I'm not even going to talk too much this time because I got so much fur, I need to go sit down in some cold water. I'll see you later.
Oh, my gosh. Some cold water sounds nice right now. But we're going to touch base, talk about things that we remember from the 80s, 70s even, for those that go back that far, 90s. My dates are really messed up here. But we're going to be talking about memories from the summer years, our summer vacations. School's out. Let's have some fun.
School's out forever, and oh man, it was...
School's out
forever.
No, I think it was like for the summer, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Was that the words?
No, I don't know. All I know is... So you're from Ohio, but I come from Louisiana.
Louisiana! So Louisiana!
That's why I'm the bro show. When you see your bro, it's not B-R-O, folks. It's B-R-E-A-U-X as an X-ray.
See, now I had no idea. I thought he was from PA. Here I am talking to this guy and thinking he's from PA. Wow.
No, I'm a Yankee Cajun. So when you talk about hot summers, I've lived them. So everybody talking about hot summers in the last few years, I'm like, this is fine. This is great. I don't mind it at all. But I'm one of those weirdos that loves humidity. I love the heat. It's crazy. And people are like, what's wrong with you?
It's because you're used to it.
I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
But for me to cool down, it was oftentimes pool. Like going to the pool on a military base, because my dad was in the military. My mom still had the privileges after he passed away. So in the late mid-80s to the early 90s, we would go to Barksdale Air Force Base right near Shreveport, Louisiana. And there was a pool there, and I loved just swimming there all the time. It was just great. Although, because it was a military base, there were a lot of soldiers and airmen there, and there were things that were, how can I put this? If you've seen 80s comedies, you know some things that can happen in a pool for a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were things like the Baby Ruth bar being left in the pool and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I know
yes.
I know what you're...
It cleared the pool out.
Yeah. Gosh, there was a... show I was watching. Oh, I know what it was. It was called The Boys Next Door. It's from the 80s. Charlie Sheen's in it. I mean, it's a very intense movie.
Right.
But they're in a pool at one point. It's not a candy bar.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's actually, they pee in it and the water turned. And I'm wondering if that actually does happen, if someone would pee in a pool if the water would turn colors.
I remember being told that as a kid one time, but the Baby Ruth joke, I know, I remember it from Caddyshack.
I mean, no one's seeing what you look like, so it's okay to say this, but I bet you were the type of kid that probably did pee in a pool.
Me? No.
Yeah, I'm sure you
no,
did.
No, no,
you
no, no,
like
no, 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 no,
You look like the type that
no.
probably did. I mean, I will tell you, I used to go down to a lake, right? I lived right next to a lake, so we'd go down to the lake and swim.
Okay.
And I know for a fact that my cousins, and I even admit it, I once peed in the lake. I mean, no one's seeing it.
True.
But I watched this movie, and it actually... you could see that the water turned like a purplish color, and I was like, why is his pee even purple? You know,
yeah,
why
no.
is this happening?
No, I never did that. Now, in a lake or something like that. Sure, I've done that. Like,
and you're ducking your head under the water after. I mean, after this happens, it's like, wow, can you imagine how many gallons?
Well, do you remember when you learned how to swim, what it was like the first time you learned how to swim?
Because no, I don't know how to swim. Honestly, I don't know how to swim. I've never learned. But I have played in a lake and waded and stuff like that.
I learned in the Boy Scouts back in the day. This is the mid-80s. And the way they taught me, now, this is separate from the Boy Scouts of America as of today, because I'm sure it is much better now, and I'm not worried. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But back in the day, deep South Louisiana, I had a scout master who decided to teach me how to swim by walking me out to the dock at camp one time, and he threw me in the water.
Oh, wow. No, now, see, I'm not even going to go into those horrible experiences for me of learning how to swim. Sometimes you can be terrorized by something.
Yeah.
Something can really mess with your mind, and I've never really learned how to swim. But I did play in the water, and I remember, this is my youngest childhood memories.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad taking the slide, and you remember those little plastic swimming pools?
Yeah.
He would put our slide into the pool, so we would slide down the slide and land into the pool.
That's the best.
And it was great because my dad invented the first water slide.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
he?
This was like the 70s. There probably wasn't even a water slide yet, but my dad invented it.
Yeah, Wham-O came out with it.
The person to invent the water slide.
Yeah, Wham-O didn't come out with it till like the early 80s, like 81, 82,
yeah,
or
so
something
I mean,
like that.
This has to be the first water slide. He put our slide there and we just slid down into the pool.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was like some of the great ways to stay cool. I remember for me, it was getting like the water guns and stuff too, whether it be the little tiny ones. Remember those?
Yeah.
Like
and
little plastic ones that barely fit in your hand.
And then eventually, after we became adults, they got the cool super soakers.
Yeah.
You know, I remember this in the 90s.
Yep.
My uncles, they were getting really lushed, you know, slushed, I should say. My uncles, we had a birthday party, okay? So this is a true story. This is back in the 90s. I decided, I was in my 20s, I was going to have a Transformers, everybody can say geek, Transformers birthday party, right?
That's I love
that. I invited over my uncles, and they brung over about 3 or 4 24 packs of Bud beer. And they all got, you know, all got a little tipsy, just a little tipsy.
Okay.
And then they got a hold of my super soakers.
Oh, no.
And they started chasing my mom around the yard with these super soakers. You want to talk about funny. This was funny. And oh, my gosh. Best birthday I ever had. And there was water fights all throughout the yard.
Oh, my God. I remember when super soakers came out, and I was just at the tail end of my high school years, but I was still a big kid. I had a Turtles party when I was 16. So,
okay, so you're like me.
I'm exactly like you.
Parties.
Absolutely. But I got one of the first super soakers when they came out, and I had a little dog named Sam. He was a little Boston Terrier mix,
uh-huh.
And he was beautiful. But initially, I'm like, stupid teenage kid, I'm going to kind of shoot at him a little bit, not uh-huh. him directly. He would run into the water stream to cool down. He wanted to be shot by the super soaker. And I remember it so vividly because he had a big spot, like he was all white and one big black spot on his side. He would turn for that to be hit because he wanted to be cooled off.
He knew how to cool off.
He was a smart dog. And I missed that dog, but it was so much fun because he was like, I want to be shot.
I won't even tell you what I used to do to my dog.
So,
this is probably why I always slept on my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I tortured him so much.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, I had a BB gun and I...
No.
I didn't load it. I honestly didn't. But if you ever had one of those Daisy rifles...
I did.
It shoots off air.
Yeah. It's a little puff of air.
So this isn't even in summer. This is Christmas in summer. I would actually act like I was going to shoot him and he would be like, you know, there was nothing in it.
Yeah.
But he would like growl at me, and my mom was like, what are you doing to that dog?
Yeah.
What are you doing to that dog?
Oh my gosh, yeah, no.
And I even got like a remote control car and chased him around the house with it. I mean, I was a stinker. But there was another time that after I started dating Tony, this was like in the early 2000s.
Is this when he
Tony
was out of the basement?
I was playing this was when he was out of the basement.
Okay.
We either got, it was a water hose or a water gun, like one of those ones for the pool.
Right.
And started chasing around Tony's old dog, Domino.
Oh.
And his mother just was like, what are you guys doing to that dog? You know, and she just knew when we were doing something. always torturing that little dog.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, I don't know. I think Tony and I both were kind of like dog torturers a little bit as teenagers and kids, because I think his mom said one time they hogtied their dog, Chippy.
No!
Yeah, and then she was like, what are you doing to the dog? So it was always like, what are you doing to the dog? There was always something going
disclaimer,
on with the dog.
This is, you know, young kids doing things that they shouldn't have been doing, and we know better now.
Yeah, we know better now, but I mean, back then it was like, oh, yes, let's have some fun. This is summertime fun. Actually, some of it was winter there, but...
Right. Oh,
know,
my gosh.
Christmas in July.
So, one of the things I remember, too, vividly as a kid with the pools and all that, was just never wanting to jump off the high board.
Oh,
I was terrified.
I wouldn't have done
that
because I couldn't swim.
But one of the movies I loved was a movie called Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. And that was one of the things he could do. And I was like, I want to dive board like him. And I could not do it. I was too petrified too. I would do the triple Lindy. No, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, needless to say, it was hot down there in Louisiana. Like back in the day, the other thing that was really cool at the time were the thunderstorms.
Oh, you had a lot
of thunderstorms.
I
loved watching thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And I actually lived through a tornado one time.
Those actually used to scare me. But I would love to hear some of your stories, and I'll tell you some of my stories of going to theme parks. And we can share about camping, too, if you ever went camping.
I did go camping a couple times. Basically, like the Boy Scouts, I did that. But also with my sister and her husband a couple different times when I was a kid. And I didn't mind it so much. I wasn't so much of an outdoor kid. But I did love eating, like, the cans of beans and stuff that we'd bring. Or the deviled ham and stuff. Like, I love that sort of stuff.
You like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And I would eat it cold. It was great.
I was with the Girl Scouts. So
okay.
I camped all the time, too. But my dad was big into camping.
Okay.
He loved camping. He loved hiking. We did this every summer. And I remember we used to sleep out in a tent. My dad had an old Coleman and everything. We'd have the fire. And try to not say this to embarrass anyone or say, oh, that's horrible. But my dad was one time, he was a jokester. He could burp a whole sentence. I'm kidding you not. He could burp a whole sentence. And one time we were at a camp out, and there was gnats flying around, and some bug hid in his mouth while he was talking, and you know what he said to me?
Oh, no.
He was like, extra protein.
Oh, that is such a dad joke, too.
He used to do this kind of stuff all the time.
That sounds about right.
Something going on. He was the big kid. Like I said, the way I am today, it's because my parents were total kids.
Yeah.
They never grew up.
That sounds like a lot like my dad, too. He kind of was a big kid to me. He made sure I learned what I need to learn. I was one of the smart ones out of all the kids and whatnot.
One of the smart ones?
Well, yeah, most of the time. However, he was definitely he was a deep South Cajun guy. So he knew how to camp. He knew how to cook outside. And he taught me a lot of ways to live out in the woods if I needed to. Never took me hunting or anything. Never did any of that. That wasn't me. But I know how to live off the land if I have to, which is fine and dandy. I have no problem doing that.
You just got to make sure you eat the right berries.
Exactly. Or don't pick up the wrong leaves or anything. I can tell you what poison oak looks like and not get, you know, itchy or anything.
Not get itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was your dad a jokester too?
He was a little bit of a jokester. He, I think I get a lot of my humor and comedy sensibility from him, but it's very Southern in a lot of ways, so I tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's 80s Southern. But he also, you know, made sure I had a lot of fun. And things that he would take me to would be like different parks in the area. Not theme parks, but just parks so we could go play and everything.
Oh, okay. Like you mentioned, swimming and
stuff.
Yeah.
And then as I got a little bit older and it was me and my mom up in northern Louisiana, there was a theme park that I would go to a lot called Hamels Park. And it's no longer there. It closed about 15, maybe 20 years ago now. But it was the place to go from middle school, high school, even the young adults or whatnot for dating and things like that. And
yeah.
It had an outdoor go-kart racetrack. It had a small little roller coaster. It had bumper cars. It had a few.
So this wasn't like a huge, huge park, but it was kind of like a.
It was local to Louisiana.
Local?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would probably have, I don't know, maybe 15,000 people go through in a weekend. It wasn't huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was big enough. And
yeah, it sounds like it was good enough size for people to.
It was there when my wife and I started dating, and we went down to visit Louisiana in 1999, and that was one of the last years it was there. Oh, okay. So I have pictures of myself just before turning 25 of me at that park still. But nowadays, everything's shut down. It's now a different kind of place. I forget what it's set up as. But the roller coaster has physically been moved to another state. I want to say it's Mississippi or Georgia or something. And there's a video on YouTube where you can actually watch the ride. Somebody has a video of you riding it now.
Yeah, riding it. I'll tell you what, I have some very interesting childhood memories, too, when it comes to theme parks.
Oh.
Well, you know what Dorney Park is like. For those in the area, know what Dorney Park's like. Well, I grew up around one of the sister parks.
Okay.
It's called Jogga Lake. And some of the roller coasters, once Jogga Lake closed down, because Cedar Fair owns Dorney Park and it owns Jogga Lake. It bought Jogga Lake around the early 2000s.
Okay.
And when it bought Jogga Lake, eventually it closed it down because there's Cedar Point out there too. There's Cedar Point and Jogga Lake are like a few hours away from each other. So they shut Jogga Lake down and sent some of the rides to Dorney Park.
Okay.
Some of the roller coasters you ride on roller in Dorney Park actually were in Jogga Lake.
So you, so ones that you rode on as a kid are now here.
Yeah, so it's a sister park.
Oh my gosh.
It's
that's so lucky.
But there is some rides that are no longer. They had some old wooden ones. Like the first roller coaster I ever went on, I was like about 9 or 10, and it was called the Big Dipper. And that was at Jogga Lake.
The Big Dipper.
Which is, you know, a lot of people don't really remember Jogga Lake as much unless you're in the Ohio area. But
right.
If you look at Dorney, it's the same layout, the same concept. Everything is the same because it's a sister park.
Okay. So
yeah, so.
Is there like a limit for you on a roller coaster? Like, is it one too high for you or too fast?
Oh,
or
no. I'll ride on anything. And I'll tell you what, they have this ride. It wasn't really, you know, it's one of those free fall rides.
Okay, I love those.
It's like, I'm sure you've never been to Cedar Point, but they have one called the Demon Drop. Or it was there, where it would just take you really high and then just all of a sudden drop you.
That's awesome.
And they had one like that was a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde ride at Jogga Lake. And I got on there, and I was pretty daring and crazy as a 19-year-old. My cousin and I would get on there and put coins on our leg. We really shouldn't have, but we put it on our leg before we dropped just to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was like a runaway elevator. I mean, that's what it was pretty much a runaway elevator.
So some kid is sitting on the side, probably got hit in the head by this.
Well, no, there was, this is like an elevator. It's not like one of those open ones.
Okay.
It's one of those ones where you're like in a box.
So you were littering with coins.
There was only like four of us in each one. Four people in a car.
So you paid more to ride the ride by leaving the coins in there.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. But I mean, and then there was one time it was rainy, right? And we went there and just went on that 10 times in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
And after a while, we were like, boy, this is getting kind of boring. We're dropping like in a runaway elevator, and it's like, this is getting kind of boring. And so, I mean, that was fun.
Yep.
That was fun times. But other things that were fun, like I went to Kings Island, which is almost like King's Dominion.
Okay.
But Kings Island is in Ohio. And back in the 70s and early 80s, it was all Hanna-Barbera.
Oh.
So if you remember the banana splits,
yeah.
Which I do a costume of banana split, that's where that was aired, was Kings Island. And you would go in there, and my sister and I have a picture of us and Fred Flintstone's car. Because the whole park was Hanna-Barbera.
Okay.
And that was a fun summertime park.
The only other big park I've ever been to, I've been to Disney World in Florida. Is that right? I've been to Disney World once, and that was actually for my honeymoon with Jen. So I've never been since, and it was probably the best trip I've ever had. Not only because freshly married, but also it was the first and only time I got to go to like Marvel Island, and then we did the Universal Studios tour. I did the Back to the Future ride before it was shut down, and Terminator ride before it was shut down.
So now, which park was this in Florida, or was this in
Florida?
So yep. You haven't been to one since?
Nope, I've not been to a big park like that since.
Oh,
I've been to.
Oh my gosh, we actually should plan that out.
Yeah,
where Jen and you and Tony and I go to.
And I've never been to Hershey Park.
Yeah,
never. And I've been in this area for over 20 years. I've never been to Hershey Park.
You know, the whole park, and for those that live in the area, they have all these like Hershey Kisses lights. Oh. All the lights have Hershey Kisses. And if you go on a tour for that park, they have like a little tour ride.
Right.
They'll give you some chocolate when you come out.
Yeah, we need to do that because it's one of those things I just need to find a time for. So if anybody in Hershey Park is listening, let me know.
Yeah,
like
let
them
know.
You know, I'll bring Alf and we'll have fun. And Jen can have some fun too.
There was another fun park that I read up on it recently. But there was another fun park that was near my mom's, and that was SeaWorld.
Oh.
It was 45 minutes from my mom's, and we used to go there and feed the sea lions, because you could feed the sea lions.
Okay.
And every summer we would go there. It was only like 45 minutes from the house.
That's so cool. So yeah. One thing me and my wife Jen would do in the last few years is we go to the Philadelphia Zoo.
Oh, do you go to the zoo?
Yeah, that one we love to go to and just walk around and have fun. And every so often, I'll bring Alf with me and have a photo of him looking at the big cats because it's just funny.
Meow, yeah. He likes the cats. I don't think he could handle.
I don't think so either.
I honestly don't think Alf could handle a lion or a tiger.
It was like, if you've ever seen the Muppet Christmas special where the Swedish chef is looking to bake a turkey and the turkey says, no, look at this bird and it's Big Bird. And he's like, hoonga moonga boonga. That was basically Alf's reaction when he saw one of the big cats in the zoo.
I actually have never watched that episode.
Yeah, you need to watch that. That's a good summer memory to watch to be cooled off is to watch the Muppet Christmas special. That is absolutely the way to go. Trying to think of where else I've done or what I've been to as a kid or anything. I've traveled quite a bit. The other thing I love to do during the summertime are conventions from time to time and toy shows.
Yeah, but as a kid, you couldn't go to conventions.
We didn't have them back then, but now we can kind of relive them with some of the toy shows and also like flea markets and things like that.
Now, I'll tell you something that's very retro, and we're going to have to go to break here in a second. But BotCon was very retro. That was in the early 90s. But let's talk about that in a little bit. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Ice cream!
Is that the ice cream truck?
That is the ice cream truck!
All right. I was deciphering that, guys.
You have no idea. You have no idea how excited the ice
cream truck is. You know, I know how much you love ice cream. But I've got to tell you, before we even really get into the story about the different kinds of ice cream the ice cream truck used to bring, I had this kid that had a major crush on me whenever I was like 11 or 12 years old.
Don't tell Tony. He's in the basement.
And he knows all about it because it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life because I was actually born in May. So my birthday was right around the start of summer.
Okay.
And he had his dad bring him over to my birthday party in his ice cream truck.
Wow.
So he actually got dropped off at my birthday party in his dad's ice cream truck.
Okay.
That's a little embarrassing, but that wasn't the most embarrassing thing because he put X and O's all over my birthday card.
What is this?
I was only like 11 or 12. So it was very embarrassing. And, you know, I liked him as a friend, but I didn't like him as a...
Right.
But I never will forget that because, I mean, that was embarrassing for the X's and O's. But how many people actually have the ice cream truck just stop in front of your house and drop off a birthday gift?
You know what that was? That was a business opportunity that his dad had. He was like, there's going to be a birthday party with a bunch of kids there. I'm going to make some money today.
Yeah, I'm going to make some money. All I have to do is give the birthday girl a birthday present, and I'm going to make some money.
That's right. That's all that was. But you know what's really scary about the ice cream man, too? So I have this super duper hearing, and I know when I hear the ice cream truck, and I still to this day will get up, hear it, and try to run to the ice cream truck because it excites me like nothing else. Because something about buying ice cream from the truck.
So you actually still see the ice cream truck?
I see it from time to time still, and where I live at now, it does come by from time to time, so I have gotten it in the last year or so where I will run to the ice cream truck. There's a great bit in the first comedy special, one of the first ones on HBO that had Eddie Murphy, and he does this whole big sketch about the ice cream truck. If anybody ever wants to watch it, go find it. It is hilarious. Fair warning, it is a little bit more adult-oriented as far as the language, but it's still very funny. However, it talks about the fact, and it is true, I firmly believe this is true, that some ice cream truck drivers will sit there and go, I'm going to see how fast we can make these kids run. And they speed up a little bit when they get to see kids running behind them. And I'm like, yeah, I remember being out of breath even now as, you know, nearly 50. I will be out of breath because I want to get my ice cream truck of ice cream. And I have to have everything on the board. I need to buy it all because I'm hungry for it. But what's one of your favorite treats?
Actually, one of mine was the cannonball. Oh. And I wanted to say it right, but it was the cannonball.
Those are so good.
Yeah, and you know what was special about them is because they had the little gumball at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I love the cannonballs. And I know he's in the basement, but I'll tell you, Tony's favorite was the Pac-Man. It had the gumball in it.
Yep.
And it was a lemon flavor.
Was that the eye or something?
Yeah, yep. The eye was actually a gumball.
Yep. I think I still see those from time to time. Depending on the age and or time of the ice cream truck's creation or whatnot. For me, it's always an ice cream sandwich, usually a Neapolitan or something like that. Or like a cherry
was that
popsicle.
Was that your favorite back in the day?
I was kind of playing for my ice cream, but that would be it. Or it would have to be something with cherry flavored or strawberry flavored popsicle with the chunks inside it.
I remember the ones that were like two flavors in one.
Yes.
And I used to love the bubblegum one.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bubblegum one that I loved. And Tony might have had the Pac-Man, but I also used to like the Superstar.
Yes.
Do you remember the Superstar?
I do.
And I'm actually cheating a little bit to remember the names of them while I'm talking to you guys.
I think they were different depending on the region of the country you're in, but they were roughly the same no matter what.
I tell you the one I really like too, and I know they still make the Superstar because you can get it like that multiple popsicle like at Redner's.
Right.
But I would love to have the Fudge Superstar.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Fudge Superstar ones?
I remember those. Anything with fudge is not so bad. For me, up here, the local ice cream in Pennsylvania really is like that. Down south, there's a brand, and what's good about it is ice cream trucks, they had these little cups that on top of them, they would have a wooden spoon. And if you've ever eaten ice cream with a wooden spoon, there's nothing. It tastes different. It tastes better for whatever reason. I don't know why. But as a kid and even as an adult, it still tastes better when it's off a wooden spoon. And I don't know why. I just know if I'm going to have ice cream as a kid or an adult, if I have to get the little cups, I want a wooden spoon.
Yeah, I remember those wooden spoons a lot.
And you never got a splinter.
They
made them where you didn't get a splinter in your tongue.
I mean, I really couldn't, you probably have some splinters on your tongue. I'm not even going to go there. But I used to like those push-up ones, too. What were they, sherbet in them?
Yeah, it's like a sherbet in them, yeah.
I used to love those.
And then around here, you might... some ice cream trucks will have their version of water ice, but of course you have water ice too. That's local to this area.
Yeah, water, and I know you know all about.
That's a whole other
story.
For
those that don't know, Mike, he actually worked for a while, but he kept on tasting all the samples and taking them home. So they told him he had to go home.
Yeah, they told me no, it wasn't like that.
No, I'm joking. No, but he did used to try them. I mean, there was actually, this isn't so retro, but didn't you say they made a popcorn one at some point? I can't even imagine a popcorn. Tony's saying something in the basement.
Oh, cream corn?
Cream corn, was it?
No, I am not at liberty to discuss those things that happened behind closed doors.
All right, but it was an odd flavor I can't even imagine some of the flavors and that people would even want to try them. Can you imagine, and I don't understand this yet, okay, how someone would want something that sweet that tastes like bacon, like a bacon-flavored ice. I mean, not saying there ever was, but if there was, I can't even imagine it.
I think I've heard some people try to do, like, you know, offshoot companies when I do like a bacon-based or like a turkey-based flavored ice or something, and those are slightly disturbing in their own right. But really, if you stick with the basics, you know, anything that's fruit-based or anything that's sweet-based or chocolate-based or fudge-based. Oh, fudge.
Like Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Fudge.
And then, of course, you go the other way. If you want to go hot, you go with your classic s'mores. But you can also get that in, like, ice cream sandwiches.
S'mores, yeah. You can get ice cream nowadays. But back in the 80s, it was more about the ice cream truck and the gumballs. I used to love anything that had gumballs in it.
Yep. And like you were talking about, you know, pushing up the ice cream or the sherbet through the
thing, the sherbet
that
ones
came out of, like, that cardboard tube. And
yeah,
again,
it
tastes
like
better with either the wood spoon or a cardboard tube or something. I don't know why. And then also,
a convenience store,
you can go to, like, something and get their, like, frosty drinks. Of course, it's the Slurpee and the Icy.
Now, see, with me, if it wasn't the ice cream truck, we lived right close to a convenience store.
Okay.
And I was always getting, I don't want to say this wrong, slush puppies?
Slushies?
Slushies.
Yep.
But they have the, you know,
they had
the
dog
character.
A dog
yeah
character. Yep, that's the slushie.
I used to get, like, the blueberry all the time. And I'd go back home and I'd kiss my mom with blue lips.
Yep. And you know what was
blue
great
lips
about those?
And a blue tongue.
Their straws were extra long. And at the end, you had a little spoon on the bottom of the straw so you could scoop up the extra
ice.
Yeah,
you could scoop up the extra ice.
Yep.
I mean, that was the amazing thing about the 70s and 80s was this kind of ice cream, but you could buy so much.
Yeah.
My mom would give me a dollar. And this shows how old I am. I could go down there, get, you know, one of those big 16-ounce bottles of Pepsi. You know, they were
yep
big, the glass bottle ones. Go down there, get one of those, and then spend the rest of the money, like, on a candy bar or going to the penny candy side of the store. I mean, a dollar went...
Even in the late 80s, early 90s,
amazing.
If you had, like, $5 in your wallet, you were, that's gold. That would last you for the whole day, if not the weekend right there, for treats at the store or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, you could go down there and get an ice cream, get candy, get a bottle of soda. I mean, it's amazing what you could do with a dollar.
Can you imagine if they had, like, TikTok and things like that back in the day? We'd be the ones doing the videos of, look at me with my, no, I just wanted to enjoy it. That
yeah
was the best part. Not, you know, I'm doing a video showing me eating. No, I just want to enjoy it. And that was the best. I think that's why we had the best summers as kids. We enjoyed it in the moment, and we did not lose that.
Yeah, you didn't have to have the internet. You didn't have to have certain things. I mean,
yep.
And I think that's the same thing when we're talking about retro talk. It's stuff that you didn't really have to have technology.
No.
I mean, we did have our cable TV. We did have Atari, and we didn't have the ice cream truck.
That was all the technology we needed.
That's all we needed, yeah. Things that you didn't need to have the computer. And when we come back again, we're going to talk a little bit more about stuff that you could do without being inside. You could do it outside. Some of the fun things you could do back in the day.
Well, the one thing outside that you had to be careful with your ice cream is you didn't want it to melt, because then you would get the sticky hands.
Oh, I have that all the time.
But now, were you like me? Would you, like, lick what was on your hand off? Or would you have to wash your hand because it was
oh,
already...
Oh, I washed my hands. I couldn't lick it.
I had to. It was too... You can't let that go to waste. You can't let the ice cream go to waste there.
Yep. Anyhow, it's not really that cruel of a summer.
No. I mean, it has been hot, and it is been hot in this area, but A Cruel Summer, the song itself, originated in the Karate Kid movie, the original Karate Kid movie.
In the Karate Kid movie.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was
it
one
was
of those
a cruel summer for Daniel because he got beat up a lot.
He did.
A lot.
But then again, at the end, it was really a cool summer for Johnny Lawrence, so.
Yeah, well, he's all right.
He's all right. He's doing all right now.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. That's another.
And that was actually summer games for Johnny. He liked beating up on Daniel. So that was summer games.
That was his summer games. Well, the karate, like, in general, like, some events like that, like, we could watch, like, for us, when we grew up in the 80s, we had the 84 and 88 Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
84 Summer Olympics were here in the States, even.
Do you want to hear some of my Summer Olympics?
Oh, wait. What do you have for the Summer Olympics?
Oh, you should hear some of the stories. Okay. So I can't help but I have to tell you some of my fun stories before we go on. Whenever I was a kid, we lived near the fire station.
Okay.
And we used to go down there and play baseball all the time. Play baseball. I was horrible because whenever I hit the ball,
right.
I would throw the bat behind me, not thinking,
oh,
consciously.
No.
Throwing the bat.
Oh, no, the catcher.
I got my sister pretty hard on that one time. But we used to play in the street. Back in the 80s and 70s, kids would play in the street. They'd play baseball in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. It's almost like Wayne's World, where they'd say, game on,
yep,
game
off. Yep, or car coming or something like that. Yep.
Whenever a car would come, everybody would say, car's coming.
Yep.
And would all get off the road and then have to remember where our spots were. Well, you know, like if we were in center field, wherever we were, but it's in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. We had similar things like that. For us, it was more for like our bike riding and stuff. So I was more kind of rural area in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And to be able to get around, the best thing to do as a kid, like middle schooler or whatnot, was you get on your bike and you would ride. And you were told a certain distance by your parents how far you could ride. You could ride up to this street up the top, or you could go to the mall this far away, or
yeah, how far you could go without getting in trouble.
I will have to say that there was a couple times where I rode my bike more than the couple miles distance I was allowed. There was one time I rode it over a very, very, very long and dangerous bridge with my friend just to go see a couple girls. That's all it was. And now this was like eighth grade summer, so nothing serious.
Yeah, I mean, you're in eighth grade, yeah.
So. Yeah, but we should not have been riding. I think we calculated about 15 miles on our bikes.
No, I have never traveled that far on my bike, but I used to have this banana seat bike.
Okay.
And kids, please don't do this at home. I had a banana seat bike.
Disclaimer?
Disclaimer.
Okay.
We would get on a bike, and I would have my sister on the back of the banana seat, and then I'd have my cousin on the handlebar, and I would be riding in the middle. I would be the one pedaling and steering. And we would go down the big hills near my aunt's house with all three of us on the bike at once.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would be the one steering. And the funny thing is, we were heading right for a stop sign because it was a four-way stop. So we would go down, flying down this hill, three of us on it, towards a four-way stop. Don't ask me how we never got hit, but we never got hit.
I can't even imagine. No, there was, when I got a little bit older and was able to drive, there was a street in Shreveport, Louisiana that was called Thrill Hill. And the trick was, it was literally a 45-degree angle hill that would go down, hit like a little ditch area or the main road, and then go up at the same 45-degree angle, but a shorter distance. So you would start your car. This is, and by the way, the speed limit on the road was 25 miles per hour. You start at the top of the hill and you try to get it up to about 50 or 60,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to the bottom. That would give you enough momentum. When you go up the next part of the hill, you would literally jump your car.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard, like two or three feet in the air, and you would feel it jump and land. I'm not going to say that I did that in my mom's car.
But he did.
But I might have. Again, this is a disclaimer to all the kids out there. Please do not try this at home or in your mother's car.
I'll tell you another fun summer games. I mean, the same hill that I would go down where the stop signs were, there was a little creek. Because, you know, I was near a lake, and there was like this wooded area with a creek.
Okay.
And we used to have a string that was attached to a limb. And we would swing across.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Creek. I would never try it today.
Why not?
But back then it was like, oh, this is fun. Let's see if I can fall into the river, the creek down below, you know. But we would do that. And another crazy thing that we used to do, my dad put in a basketball hoop once.
Okay.
When we were kids, right next to the garage. And we had all these teenagers that would come over because there was no other hoop in the area.
Right.
So we'd have all these teenagers come over the house. And my mom would say, okay, you boys, get out of here, you know, because they were roughnecking and everything. They're teenagers, you know, they're carrying on and everything. And they're definitely older than my sister and I.
Right.
And I remember one time one of the neighbor kids actually mooned my mom.
Oh my gosh.
She told him, get out of my yard, get out of my yard. And he turned around and pulled his britches down and showed her the moon.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a summer I never forgot, because after that, my mom was like, My mom's mouth dropped open. She was like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah, he mooned her. And this was like, this is something that you probably wouldn't see this every day anymore now.
No, no.
I mean, how many kids, I don't know. I haven't been to Philadelphia enough to see, or teenagers, but I don't think I would see that kind of thing going on nowadays.
I don't think so either.
Her mouth literally dropped open like, what?
One of the things I vividly remember from my summertime and times as a kid were I had this core group of friends, and I sadly don't talk to any of them anymore because I just lost touch with them just after moving and whatnot. But there was this core group of four of us that would hang out at each other's houses all the time, but 9 times out of 10 over my house, and we would just do all these fun things together, whether it be bike riding or going to the mall or whatnot, seeing movies, playing video games, or sometimes I would have the house to myself for a whole weekend. My mom and whatnot, they would leave.
It was party time.
We didn't throw like parties, but we would do like, we'd stay up all night and play video game stuff. We were pretty good kids. At worst, we would be a little loud. Oh no, we were loud in the neighborhood, you know, but we would have fun. And that was a thing that I remember. I would love to get that back. But nowadays, as we've gotten, shall we say, more seasoned, Miss Rose?
Yeah, we'll say more seasoned.
Yep. I enjoy going to like conventions and things like that, like toy shows and conventions and things. I know for you, you had a lot of fun at BotCon.
Yeah, the one I mentioned a little bit ago. I mean, yeah. I remember my first BotCon was like, and this is retro for a lot of people, it was 95. I remember 95 very well. driving out, that was my first convention.
Wow.
First convention I ever attended was a 1995 BotCon. It was in the middle of the summer. And I've been on the BotCon, like BotCon 97.
Right.
It was around, you know, a couple years later. I actually stopped in Buffalo, New York to see Niagara Falls on the way to the convention.
Yeah. And now, didn't you meet someone at BotCon that was special or something?
Oh, yeah. That's Tony in the Basement.
Tony in the Basement. Okay.
Tony
just making
in the
sure.
Basement. Yeah. Yeah. We met at a BotCon. I think I mentioned it the last time. One of the shows we had, I gave him a Springer. For those that know Transformers, I gave him a Springer in 1998. First time I met him, I said, there you go.
Yeah.
I knew he needed it. So, and then I actually, when we got together again, it ended up in my collection anyway.
Right.
So, well, but summertime funds.
Yeah, for me, it's like the toy shows and everything. But I think probably the best summer quote memory I have is actually getting married in the summer. Like, technically, we got married in the middle of September, so I hadn't hit the change over to fall officially yet. So I had a summer wedding and therefore a summer honeymoon. So like we talked about before, I was down in Disney, and that was just an awesome memory right there. Like, you can't get much better than that. And the fact that on that trip, I'm going to call out my friend Fred, who runs a site that's based on G.I. Joe. And somehow or other, I don't know how, he snuck a Transformer toy into my luggage before we went to our honeymoon. So I'm opening up, and all of a sudden, I see this Transformer called Rat Trap in my luggage. I'm like, Rat Trap made the trip to Disney with me. And Jen, my wife, new wife at the time, just looked at me and goes, of course that happened. Of course a toy came with you on this trip. Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't mind. There's more toys going to come back with me. So, yeah.
I mean, that's okay because she loves strawberry shortcake. For those that don't know, she loves strawberry shortcake.
She has a little affinity for strawberry shortcake. That's what I will say.
You're lucky she didn't sneak a strawberry along with her.
No. That time it was more Disney. Although now Alf will be going on any trips with us at this point. So, I got to go on these trips. Alf, we're not talking about you. That's a whole different show.
Yeah, it's a whole different show, Alf.
Yeah, you're not coming on this one.
He says, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm going to go where I want to go. Anyway, so yeah, summertime has just been it's a magical time. Like, there's a point for me when I sit out on the porch at night now or look out the window and I see like fireflies coming up just as a summer setting and everything.
And it reminds you too of your childhood.
It just reminds me of that time where everything was just quiet and summer didn't seem to go so fast.
Yeah.
It
seemed to last forever.
It really, really did. And there is a point some days where I go back in my mind, I'm like, I would love for summer to just slow down just a little bit. I want to be able to enjoy it a little bit more, you know, where you have 12 weeks or so of nothing to do but just have fun. Yeah. When you're not working, just before you start getting your first job or anything, you're just literally having fun for your summer.
When this summer's lasted forever, yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to end this with saying our next one of our next episodes will be like going back to school. So summer's ending. It's time to go back to school. Let's talk about that. Until then, see you again next week. This is Retro Rose with...
The Bro Show here. Just bro it and have a good D today.
Come sponsor Retro Talk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.